Mr. Harris.
Quiet! Now, at the parent-teacher open event last night, some of your parents saw fit to tell me how to do my job. They were keen that I should look into the possibility of introducing non-competitive sports to our afternoons together. The idea being that apparently competition breeds unhealthy urges in the prepubescent youth. So I asked them to perhaps, if they could, suggest some non-competitive sports for us to try. And these are the ones we came up with. British ladies tennis. That thing they do in gymnastics with a ribbon on a stick. So, don't bother to bring your football boots next time, because we're going to be learning all about Thai kickboxing. All right, off you bugger.
Lot of assembly this morning, Janet.
Well, my little Colin has learned how to make himself sick, all by himself. Nobody showed him. He's so clever. This morning, Colin threw up his breakfast just as I was about to leave the house. Luckily, he missed me.
Apart from there on your shoe, and in your handbag, and in your hair.
Oh, no. And I've taken a double period of home economics like this. Still, they probably thought it was cake mixture. In fact, it might be cake mixture. Oh, no. It's sick.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mr. Harris, our estimable physical education instructor.
Why can't you talk properly?
Run out of coffee in your personal office come stock cupboard, maybe? Or have you merely come to gawp at our Miss Presley with your tongue hanging out?
Oh, Tim, behave yourself.
Yes, Tim.
Oh, there you are, Mike. Yeah, I'm glad I found you. Now, you'll never guess what I've been doing as a sort of thank you for letting me stay at your house all this time.
Flat hunting?
No.
I thought not.
Da-da! It's a shelf unit.
Move out of my house, Alan.
Oh, you. It's just till I get myself sorted out, you know that.
Forever, in other words.
Morning, all.
Coffee, Frank.
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Morning, Frank. How's it hanging?
Oh, not too foul, Harris, old son, not too foul.
You're disgracefully perky for a Monday morning, aren't you?
Oh, why not? It's a beautiful day, the sun's in his what's-it, and all's right with the etc.
You haven't got religion, have you? Because if you have, just give me one of your leaflets and bugger off. I've got a hangover.
Oh, well, then I might be just the chap for you. Have a swig of this.
No, got some, thanks.
No, 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 it's not coffee. It's a sort of pick-me-up.
What's in it? It smells appalling.
Well, that's how you know it's good for you. Go on.
Thanks, that was very, very nasty indeed.
You mark my words, by lunchtime you'll be springing about like one of those, you know, thingamies that spring about.
All right, boys, back on your heads.
Well, I think it's terrible. Schools franchising out their lunches to firms that give the kids burgers, crisps, chocolate, fizzy pop. And it's happening all over the country.
Exactly. I mean, when are we going to get that stuff instead of these bloody vegetables all the time, eh?
Excuse me, young man, but you know this is the staff table. Run along, there's the good boy.
No, Janet, it's me.
Oh, Alan, I'm sorry. It's just that you're looking very...
Short.
No. No, boyish, that's what I mean. It's a compliment, you know.
Oh, oi, Frank, here, calm yourself down. I was hoping I'd catch you. How are you feeling?
Oh, top of the world, old son.
Yeah, me too. I can't understand it. This morning I had a class playing football and I actually tried to teach them something.
Good God.
I know, I know. So, what's in that pick-me-up of yours?
Oh, you like it then?
Yeah, I want to get some more.
Well, actually, I make it myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's brilliant.
It's out of some leftover stuff I found in a beaker after an experiment.
Hey,
Well, actually, it's quite funny how it happened, you see, because the stuff's like a dark brown powder, and it was in a coffee jar, and one morning I just picked up the wrong jar.
You could have poisoned me, you bloody maniac.
Hold still, Mike.
Oh, hey! What? Get off me!
Don't get doing it.
What the hell do you think you're doing, you runty little get?
I'm trying to make you swell up, Mike.
You don't need to stick your fingers down my throat. A quick waft of your overalls will do the trick.
Well, perhaps if you let me use the washing machine once in a while.
Well, perhaps I will if I ever want it glued shut from the inside with epoxy resin.
That was just a freak accident.
You're just a freak accident, Alan.
Well, perhaps you'd like me to pack my bags and to move out.
I would like that, yes.
Well, one day I might just do that.
Oh, in my dreams, mate.
The floor show's finished, is it?
So, look, what was in this experiment, then?
Oh, well, that's easy. I only know two experiments. I know crystals, and I know humus, and I just sort of alternate them throughout the year.
Which one was it?
Well, I know it wasn't crystals, because crystals are blue, and this stuff's brown. So it must have been humus.
And what happens in humus?
Well, the kids go out into the school garden with a big coffee jar. You see, coffee jar, it's another clue. Right. And they scoop up a load of soil and stuff, you know, fill the jar up with water, shake it about a bit, and watch it all settle down into layers.
Why?
I don't know. But it's good, because it takes hours. Anyway, you get heavy clay at the bottom, loamy soil in the middle, sandy at the top, and then clear water, and at the very top, you get your humus.
Being?
Well, you know, bits of old stick and leaves and crap like that. We take the humus, we burn it to get rid of the water content and weigh it.
What for?
Not really sure. But anyway, that's what it must have been in the jar, your burnt-up old humus. It won't do you any harm. I've been drinking it for the last 8 weeks. I've never felt better. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, see you.
So, how sails the good ship Romance?
Oh, he's taking me for a Chinese tonight.
Aha, so, a fair wind for the mysterious Orient. How romantic. And then perhaps a voyage round Cape Horn?
Yes, steady metaphor overload.
Oh, sorry. I got a bit carried away there.
Yeah, I do quite like him, but... I like him, but there are problems. This is strictly between you and me, but he's married.
Oh.
And his children at this school.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it bothers Martin more than it bothers me. I wouldn't mind if he just loosen up a bit, you know, make some sort of a move, but he's so, well, dull, really.
Night, y'all.
Night, Frank.
Oh, Frank, hang on a minute. You know, I've been thinking. This humus drink of yours is a bloody gold mine.
No.
Listen, Frank, this could be it. This could be our ticket out of this dump forever. Play our cards right, and we'll never have to work again. All we need to do is market this stuff of yours. I've got a vague sort of memory of a group of kids from the school doing business studies or something, setting up their own company.
Yes, I remember that.
Now, who would have been the teacher?
It was Yvonne.
Yvonne, was it?
It was me, yeah.
Well, I never. And don't I have a distant recollection of it being on the television or something?
Yes, it was on Look North.
Yeah, that's right.
You and a couple of kids were interviewed by Mike Tonker, and you had a red blouse on and a white skirt.
You remember it very well, Alan.
I should do. I've seen it about 150 times.
Oh, come.
Mike's got it on video at the house. He reckons there's one bit where he can see up your skirt.
Sorry, Alan. Bit of a nervous spasm. It happens to highly trained athletes from time to time.
Look, if you're really interested, there's some bump about that project in the cupboard. Have a look if you want.
Oh, thanks, Yvonne. Night.
Good night. This is it. Okay, boys, we're on our way.
So, how does it look, Harris?
They set up this company to market a sort of home exerciser. There it is, look. Huh? A cross between a bicycle with one wheel and a rubber band. Huh. They've got a bollock useless product here, but she's wangled a new business startup grant from the council. And if she can do it, we can do it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why not?
Well, she's different. She's good at her job. She's bright. Attractive. She dresses nicely.
Look, we don't need all that. This drink of yours is dynamite. Look what it's done for us. We're enthusiastic about something for the first time since...
ever?
Exactly. And I'll tell you how she got this off the ground. It's not because she's got nice clothes. It's because this is a kid's project. Think about it. If we set this up like it's a school project, get a kid to front the thing, as far as they're concerned, the school is our safety net. piece of cake.
Yeah, but no kid's gonna do it. They all hate you.
Leave that to me. Gentlemen, I give you Zingo Miracle Beverages.
Councillor Baynard will see you shortly, Mr. Harris.
Thanks.
Can I get you a cup of tea?
I'm fine, thank you.
What about an orange squash for this little man?
What? No, thank you. I mean, no thanks, miss.
Just let me do the talking, all right?
I don't think this is going to work, Mike.
Call me sir.
Yes, sir. Sorry. And if I do it, I can stay at your place till I get myself sorted out, OK?
If we pull this off, we'll be able to buy brand new separate houses in completely different countries. You'll never have to make me another bit of furniture as long as I live.
Oh, I'd still be able to do that for you, don't worry.
Only if I tell you my new address. Shh, here we go.
Would you like to follow me? Mr. Harris from the school, Mr. Banyard and friends.
Sit down then, you big fat oaf.
You what?
You heard me. Not on the comfy chair, on the nasty, short, hard one.
Hey?
Now then, it was about an application for a business start-up grant, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Shut up. I wasn't talking to you.
What?
If you can't be quiet, you can sit outside in the corridor. Now then, you must be Alan Handyman of 5C, is that right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, I've read your letter and it sounds very interesting. Very interesting indeed. You've invented a miracle energy drink, eh? Very enterprising. What's in it as a matter of interest?
It's mostly topsoil.
Secret. Top secret.
Haven't I told you to shut your fat mouth?
I've brought a sample for you to try. Here.
So you're thinking in terms of a start-up grant to buy bottles, print up some labels, do a bit of advertising, start in a couple of local shops?
Yes.
Yeah. Zingo, eh? I presume it's been properly tested on animals and so forth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, perhaps I'll give it a try myself. In the meantime, I can see no reason why we wouldn't go ahead with this proposal. The usual amount for a grant of this kind is £10,000, all right?
Wicked!
I'll stick a letter in the post for your folder. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Harris. Oh, and Mr. Harris, if I ever again hear that my son has been required to write out I am a little girl and my name is Mary Ann 400 times on the all-weather hockey pitch with a big stick, I shall come down to the school with some mates of mine from the colliery and make your knackers into an executive toy.
Janet, are you all right?
Yes. It's just, you remember a couple of days ago I tried to kick Alan off the staff table at dinner because I thought he was one of the boys?
Yeah.
Well, just now I saw a child who was the absolute spitting image of Alan, except, you know, in school uniform and everything.
Really?
Yes. Some fifth formers were thumping him to get his dinner money. I only got a quick look because as soon as he saw me, he legged it back towards the handicrafts block. But if you cleaned up all the blood and the tears, you'd swear it was Alan. Maybe I'm going mad.
Going?
Ah, Harris, there you are. What's up, old chap? The council grant a non-starter?
The council man was a parent.
Oh, bad luck. Well, never mind. It was a nice idea.
No, he gave us the money. It's just that he threatened me as well.
Giving away money with menaces. I've not heard of that one before. How much?
£10,000.
£10,000? Woo-hoo!
Yep, we're on our way, Frank. Stick the kettle on, I could do with a drink.
Zingo?
But of course. Hey, that's not bad. Zingo, but of course. Get that bloke out of Lovejoy to do it. And that bird off Darling Buds of May can be his next door neighbour.
Ah, me, alas, pain ever forever. Why do we make the effort, eh, Harris?
Oh, I forgot, you don't, do you?
What's up with you?
You wouldn't understand. I've been trying to impress upon a group of 14-year-olds that Hitler could in no way be held responsible for the spread of the Black Death.
I knew that.
Well, so do they, really, but they will keep drawing him into all the pictures in the textbook.
I've taught history, mate. It's a piece of piss.
What? When?
While you were off making your speech at the NUT conference about, what was it, making leatherette elbow patches on corduroy jackets compulsory.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. It was mostly the history of sitting very still or else doing 20 press-ups, wasn't it?
Well, We'll see who's the smart one, won't we, this time next year, when one of us has got out of this hell pit and has moved into his new country house with grounds the size of a small national park, with his private plane and a luxury yacht moored off the Canary Islands. And the other one of us is still stuck here, tip-exing toothbrush moustaches off of pictures of plague victims.
This wouldn't have anything to do with Deakin's Unholy Brew, by any chance?
Zingo, the all-herbal miracle energy drink soon to burst onto the market, yes?
I don't believe it.
Believe it, mate, and weep tears of real frustration and jealousy.
No, I'm impressed. So, are you an imminent tax exile as well, Deakin? Or has Harris bought your great discovery with a mess of pottage, leaving you floundering in his den of iniquity, bemoaning your fate like some latter-day hush-puppied Pete Best?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Or no. I didn't really understand the question.
All right, Ellis, I've got your number, mate. And there's no way you're getting cut in. Don't worry, though, because we won't be losing touch.
Oh, marvellous.
We'll be back. In our black BMWs, with our quadraphonic stereos and our dolly birds. And one day you'll catch sight of us, driving really slowly past the windows of the history block, laughing.
Well, much as I'd love to continue this...
Yes, off you go, you loser.
Just remember what I said.
Yes, thanks.
That told him.
Well, maybe he's got a point, though. I mean, maybe we should get him involved.
What are you looking at?
Who are you talking to?
Him! The big rabbit with the glasses on.
Rabbit?
Anyway, I don't think we should wait. I say we go into production straight away. Agreed?
Agreed. Right, all right, 2G, let's have a bit of quiet. Today, we're going to find out about humus.
Shut your mouths! Shut your mouths! I'm taking you for art today because Mr. Oberlander has been unfortunately taken ill. In his absence, he has asked me to set you this task. Design, if you will, a label for a herbal energy drink named Zingo. Start now. You, big boy with sky blue top hat, you're in charge.
Right, now, come on, settle down, please. You're none of you being big, clever, nor funny. Now, are you going to listen to what I say, or are you not going to listen to what I... I'll say it again. Has anybody seen my overalls? No, well, all right, let's get on. You'll see a sketch of today's project on the blackboard. All right, how did my overalls become glued to the blackboard? Come on!
Quiet!
Oh, thank you, Michael. Now...
Right, you horrible lot, see these jars? You're making crates big enough to hold 48 of these with the word Zingo painted carefully on the side. I want to see 24 by 4 o'clock. Start now!
So, suddenly he's really keen then.
Yeah, the thing is, I was just going to break up with him because it just wasn't happening, but last night he was like a different man.
Wow.
He was relaxed, laid back, not a care in the world, and then enthusiastic, energetic. I don't know what's got into him. It's great, though, whatever it is.
Okay, we've got 64 cases of Zingo ready to go. And how many more coming?
Well, actually, we'll have to slow down a bit. I mean, there's a limit to how many times I can do the humus experiment.
Why?
Well, there's a parent-teacher evening coming up. I ought to do crystals a couple of times at least. I mean, it looks more impressive.
You see where you're making your mistake? You're worrying about your job. See this? Know what this is? My resignation. This is going to be big.
Well, there is another reason. We've taken all the topsoil off the school garden.
Leave it to me. Now, Alan, crates.
Well, they're okay. Every third or fourth one falls to bits, but you can see which ones are going to.
All the ones the kids make are all right, though, aren't they?
Oh, yes, it's... Yes, it's just mine that fall to bits.
Right, now I've got the labels printed up. I'll tell you this, you wouldn't believe how much that printing costs. And what with the jars and the advertising, I must have lashed out, nearly £10,000 altogether already.
Whew.
I mean, that money better come through from the council soon, or I'll be stuffed. Okay, I declare this Zingo shareholders meeting closed. I'm going to post the headmaster my letter.
I don't think I'm going to resign, however which we get. I love the rapport with the kids. I think they've really come to respect me.
Didn't they once nail you into the stuffed toilet overnight?
Exactly. They wouldn't do that if they didn't like me, would they?
Ah, here she is, the girl who made the dream possible. I could kiss you.
No, you couldn't. What have I done now?
Shown us the way out of this pigsty.
I did that, did I?
Certainly.
The guards haven't found the tunnel, have they? Because I'd like to use it myself.
I don't see why not. What do you say, lads? We could let her in for, say, a couple of thousand, couldn't we?
Oh, yes, I suppose.
A couple of thousand? For what?
Shares. In our company, of course. Zingo Miracle Beverages. It's all down to you.
How so?
It was your business studies project that we used.
Oh, I see. Oh, for a moment I thought you were talking about real money.
We are. We got 10 grand from the council.
Yeah. It's not real money, though, is it?
What do you mean, not real?
Well, it's hypothetical. It's like a game, you know, experience for the kids, you know, and the council just play along. Just as well, really, because that exercise thing was a disaster. We lost 750,000 quid, hypothetically.
How did you manage that?
Well, we sort of botched together a prototype, and one of the kids fell off, it banged his knee. He sued us, hypothetically, and we hadn't got any hypothetical insurance. It was great fun, actually. We had a damages trial, and they loved that. They awarded the injured boy £1 million and sentenced the designer to death.
Hypothetically.
I don't know. What they get up to out of school hours is none of my business.
Typical.
Is it all off, then?
Yes, it's all off. Hang on, though. It's still a winner of an idea, isn't it? We don't need the council. We can do it with our own money. I mean, we'll get it all back once we start shifting the stuff.
Harris, there's a gentleman here to see you. His name is Mr. Banyard, and he's from the council.
Oh, good. I want a word with that bastard.
I'd better make myself scarce, I think.
That's him, officer, that's the man.
Which one, sir?
Over there, the orange rhinoceros.
What are you calling an orange rhinoceros, you bloody four-eyed pen pusher?
Ah, don't let him trample me.
Calm yourself, sir, please.
Listen, officer, I don't know what he's been telling you, but he's obviously a dangerous loony.
That, sir, remains to be seen. Do you recognise this jar?
Yes.
Do you deny that you left this jar in Mr. Banyard's office, telling him it was an efficacious health-giving energy drink?
No, that's what it is.
It may interest you to know, sir, that the boys at the lab have analysed this. And do you know what they've told me?
Of course I don't.
I'm led to believe that as well as quantities of burnt twig, burnt leaf and fine topsoil...
Humus.
Quite so. It also contains elements of a fungal substance which we in the drug squad know as magic mushrooms. Mr. Banyard became quite partial to this concoction of yours, sir, and has consumed considerable quantities, as a result of which he has passed through an initial sense of well-being onto a series of alarming paranoid hallucinations. We've rescued him from an army of little yellow pixies with spiky hats to bring him here this afternoon.
Martin, what on earth are you doing here? Pretend you don't know me.
You are a statue of marble and alabaster, come to life to torment me.
It's good enough.
Oh, this is priceless, priceless.
I'm glad you find it amusing, sir.
Oh, come on, officer. I know a thing or two about magic mushrooms.
Oh, really, sir?
And I happen to know that they are in no way illegal. Harris here has behaved like a buffoon, of course, but he hasn't broken the law.
Thanks, Ellis.
In their natural state, that is indeed so, sir. But once cooked or made into a drink, or, as in this case, both, then they do become categorised as a Class A illegal substance.
Ellis?
That's interesting. I'll remember that.
Anything you'd like to say, sir?
Yes. Yes. It wasn't me. It was him.
Yes, that's right, sir. It was me. Alan Hardyman of 5C.
Mr. Banyard, do you recognise this boy?
Yes, he is the spirit of the forest. He rules the badgers and the foxes with their sharp, pointy teeth.
I see.
It was just a school project. Look, there's no money involved. It's all hypothetical. Isn't that right, Yvonne?
Yeah, that's right, actually.
I mean, who'd seriously try to market a drink made out of burnt soil, eh? And as for there being mushrooms in it, he'd no idea, had you, Sonny?
No, it was a freak accident, sir.
Well, if it wasn't for the fact that you're only a child, I'd have to take a very serious view of the matter. But I suppose a warning will suffice.
You hear that?
Ow!
Now say thank you to the nice gentleman.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, sir.
Well, all right. I shall confiscate the material, of course.
I'll show you. Will Mr. Banyard be all right?
Oh, yes, sir. In a day or two.
No! I mustn't go outside! The tawny owls will peck at my bald head!
Yes, it's all right, sir. You can ride in our tank.
So let me get this right. That boy was called Alan Handyman.
Of 5C.
So he not only looks like Alan, he's got the same name. Isn't that fantastic?
Well, utterly, utterly flat broke skint, but at least I'm not in jail.
Could you not sell your black BMW? Or one of your beach houses in the Canary Islands? Or perhaps some big Colombian humus baron would buy out your organisation?
Or perhaps some big English games teacher would thump out your teeth. That'd cheer me up.
Well, Mike, I should thank you. Your ill-informed buffoonery has certainly given my love life a boost.
Oh, has it?
And isn't this the point where you get down on your bended knees and thank Alan here for saving your life?
Yes, I did all right, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, you did great.
So you don't mind if I stay at your place a bit longer, then?
I'm going to have to put the rent up, you know.
Anything you say.
Just till you get yourself sorted out.
Thanks, Mike. You're a pal.
Actually, there is just one other small favour you could do me.
Name it, mate.
No, no. Keep your uniform on for the moment.
Forging a letter of resignation from a member of staff is a very serious matter, young man.
Yes, Headmaster, sir. Sorry, sir.
Mr. Harris?
Headmaster?
The number 3 cane, I think, please.
Mr. Harris was written by and starred Chris England, with Morwenna Banks, Roger Blake, Robert Harley, Martin Hyder, Valerie Minifee, Roger Sloman and Andy Taylor. The production assistant was Dawn Ellis, and the producer was Phil Clark.